You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The budget battle continues. So far, the Joint Finance Committee hasn't got to the most contentious points of the budget plan: tax cuts and education spending. Savannah Tolmay Olson reports.
Democratic State Senator Kelda Royce emphasized that education is their main priority.
Things that we've heard over and over for years are what our taxpayers and voters in every corner of the state want funded, namely our kids' education, not just public K-12, although that's important, childcare, early childhood education, also the universities of Wisconsin and public higher education. Now, Republicans have made it clear that tax cuts benefiting the wealthiest are their top priority, both here and in Washington, D.C.
Meanwhile, Republicans had other priorities in the Tuesday meeting of the Joint Finance Committee, including food inspection and safety. Co-chair, Republican State Senator Howard Markline.
In the Division of Animal Health, we're going to be adding three positions. Concern there is that disease outbreaks are becoming more frequent, and we want to be prepared in the event of an outbreak.
Lawmakers also approved money for youth apprenticeship programs, workforce training grants, and for the Wisconsin Historical Society, which is building a new museum on the Capitol Square. Republicans say they're still on schedule to finish the budget by the end of the month. That's the deadline to get it all done and signed, or spending levels for municipalities, schools, and programs will remain the same. But even once they're done, the governor has the power to veto the budget or use Wisconsin's unique line item veto, like he's done before. The Joint Finance Committee meets again tomorrow.
After two previous unsuccessful runs for the Wisconsin State Assembly, a Brookfield woman is now launching a campaign for the state Senate. Sarah Harrison from Brookfield is a mother of two, a community advocate, and a small business owner. She's announcing today she's running for the 5th Senate District seat next year. Her platform includes returning more state funding to local communities, lowering health care and child care costs, and protecting reproductive rights. The district is currently represented by Republican Rob Hutton, who won the seat in 2022. The district is divided and spans across both Milwaukee and Waukesha counties. South Milwaukee is looking to send water rates north. A public hearing was held this week with the agenda looking to get input on a proposed 22% water rate hike. The money would be used to fund repairs to its aging water system, which includes 1,700 lead service lines. At the hearing, people voiced concerns about the financial burden. The state will make a decision on whether the rate can rise in the coming weeks. Parking and riding from one Milwaukee County lot can resume, at least temporarily. The College Avenue Park and Ride lot got shut down last year after people were using it to camp out. Now the DOT is reopening it for Summerfest, giving people a place to park and take a bus to the grounds. In a statement, DOT authorities are reminding people that parking outside posted hours could result in towing. The temporary reopening aims to ease traffic but doesn't resolve the ongoing concerns about homelessness. Kids at schools in Wauwatosa are in for a change. The Wauwatosa School District in the fall will implement a new rule banning students from carrying cell phones, smartwatches, and other personal devices during the school day. The school board voted unanimously on the policy. Exceptions will be made for students with documented health needs. Milwaukee's bustling tourism business is booming. There was a record $4.3 billion economic impact from tourism last year. The report showing the almost 4% increase is getting praise, with County Executive David Crawley highlighting how increased tourism is boosting sales tax revenues. The Milwaukee County tourism industry now supports over 28,000 full-time jobs. No tax on pencil tips. A new plan in Madison would help teachers get classroom supplies. Brittany Merlot has more.
A bipartisan group of state lawmakers are proposing legislation that would allow teachers to claim tax deductions for classroom materials they purchase. Under the proposed bill, teachers would be allowed to claim up to $300. The bill was co-authored by Republican State Representative David Armstrong, and Democratic lawmakers say it's the least they can do for now, but the state should be doing more to fund schools.
And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Packers minicamp continues. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. Day two of the Packers minicamp, GM Brian Gutekunst spoke to reporters on the practice field, saying although the team held firm on their offer to Jair Alexander, the two sides met in person on Sunday before the decision to release him.
Well, I think we wanted to give it as much time as again. He's a really good player, and you know, I think as he came in, had really good conversations with him on Sunday, and I just kind of felt this was always best.
Baseball, the Brewers and Braves series wrapping up today. The Crew with a 4-1 win last night over Atlanta, thanks to home runs by Jake Bowers and Jackson Churio on FanDuel Wisconsin.
Churio into center, well struck. It is back in.
Manager Pat Murphy.
A lot of good performances. Great to see Churio. William Contreras was great on both ends. Bowers hit the big homer.
In golf, Peyton Albers of Wanakee, the winner of the Division I Boys State High School Golf Tournament. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. More drama from the Blake Lively-Justin Baldoni legal proceedings. First, last week, Lively dropped two claims against Baldoni, the director of It Ends With Us, which Lively starred in and produced. Now a judge has dismissed the director's $400 million counter-lawsuit against Lively, her husband Ryan Reynolds, and the couple's publicist. Yahoo Entertainment says this is a major setback for Baldoni. Bottom line, It Ends With Us, the sequel, is probably never going to happen. Sylvester Stewart, also known as Sly Stone, has passed away. The groundbreaking musician was the leader of the band Sly and the Family Stone. The band is known for chart toppers like Dance to the Music, I Wanna Take You Higher, and of course, Everyday People. Stewart is considered a pioneer of funk and influenced such musical acts as Prince, Stevie Wonder, Michael Jackson, and the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Sly Stone was 82. Actor and star of Dark Waters, Mark Ruffalo, has agreed to join the cast of Being Human and is the last name of the film's hero, Judy Human, a disability rights activist from the 1970s. The film will be directed by co-director Sean Hader. Ruffalo's part is undisclosed, but is said to be a key role, according to The Hollywood Reporter. Ruffalo is a four-time Oscar nominee and native Wisconsinite. Can you imagine living in a house that was featured in a famous TV show? Joanne Quintana doesn't have to imagine it because it's real. She lives in the house that was used in Breaking Bad as Walter White's family home. Apparently, she is getting a little tired of people standing outside and staring, so much so that she recently turned a hose on them, and she'll do it again. A video was shared on Instagram by an influencer named Santi, who captured her hosing down gawkers, according to the New York Post. Quintana says she gets so tired of the onlookers, she's listed the home and is asking for $4 million, probably because her water bills are so high. God has apparently taken a break from helping athletes win games and is focused on Hollywood. According to the Crazy Town Tribune, comedian actress Roseanne Barr is claiming God is the one who told her to send a racist tweet in 2018 that ended up getting her fired from The Conners, which was a reboot of her previous show, Roseanne. Barr says God, by telling her to tweet, helped her wake up, enabling her to be fired from The Conners because she was having nightmares about the show. So God wanted her to send a racist tweet. God still apparently made The Conners quite successful without her, which is odd. If you're like me, you're wondering what exactly is God's angle here, as the Supreme Being remained pretty hands-off when it came to other sitcoms like Seinfeld or Modern Family. Barr also admitted to being on a mixture of Ambien and alcohol on the night of the tweet, which probably made it a little harder for God to wake her. Folks, apologies are out, and nowadays it's about the double down, and this is one of the most convoluted I've ever seen. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 79 for a high this afternoon, with wind out of the northwest at around 10 to 20. Tonight, isolated showers and thunderstorms, are low 58. Tomorrow, it will be cooler with scattered showers and thunderstorms at a high near 65. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.